Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th day of March at Republic Broadcasting. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with check your supply of vitamins and minerals. That would be a good thing. Make sure you got plenty. Vitamin C is very important. Nationwide shortage of vitamin C, in case you don't know it. And there's other ways to get vitamin C other than in a bottle, but that would be a good thing to really stock up on vitamin C and vitamins and minerals that will help your immune system, help you have more strength and energy. That's very, very important. The expanded prepper tip of the day includes getting your doTERRA On Guard. That's the proprietary blend from doTERRA that duplicates what was used in the 1300s to deal with the bubonic plague. They still have the oil, limited one bottle per customer, per order. And most of the other On Guard products, of course, are sold out, and I expect they will be for some time, and I don't know how long the On Guard's going to exist. I am a doTERRA dealer, of course, and under products there's a drop-down menu where you can order your On Guard. Okay, open lines. Leon Green is not available, to the best of my knowledge, and the call number is 800-313-9443. The topic, of course, is preparedness, lots of aspects to preparedness. I'm not an advocate of the island concept. When I say the island concept, that would mean you and your team getting your little 8 or 10 or 20 or 40 acres or more, a little slice of heaven, putting a fence around it, and it's me and my family against the world. That is not wise. That is not wise at all. It's a prescription for disaster. No, the whole neighborhood has to be involved. That's what works. That's what I've done in my neighborhood, and if you haven't done that in yours, it's a bit late to get started, but your neighbors need to be part of it also. You don't want to be in a place where you don't know your neighbors, you don't trust your neighbors, that your neighbors are not prepared either. That is just simply not wise. That's a prescription for disaster. It takes time to get neighborhood preparedness, and not everybody's going to be interested. That's a given. there'll be a small percentage, maybe, if you're lucky, 10 or 20%. That's optimistic, quite frankly. That's about what we run in my neighborhood. We run about a 10% involvement in preparedness and 90% not involved. But that's an important 10%. It is a very important 10%. Your local community leaders, well, who are those people? Pastors of churches, obviously. Men and women involved in as first responders. That would be the local fire department, the paramedics, the deputy sheriffs, police, if there's a police department. All those people would be both community leaders and people very likely concerned with preparedness, maybe, maybe not, but more likely the general public. And, of course, ham radio operators. Ham radio operators constitute maybe 0.1% to 1% of our population. That's optimistic. On one hand, on the other, almost all ham radio operators are interested in preparedness. That's pretty ubiquitous. Yeah, I've had to quiz questions for years. John, how do I find people of like mind? Well, you're very likely to find them at your local ham radio club. How do you find your local ham radio club? That would be ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org. The American, ARRL, Amateur Radio Relay League, .org. ARRL.org. You can find the ham radio licensed operators in any zip code in the United States or nearby zip codes. If you're in a remote area, there might only be one or two licensed ham radio operators in your zip code. Maybe not. That's possible. That's possible. But these, you can find the ham radio clubs all over the country. Maybe one in your hometown. You may have to drive 15 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes to find to go to a meeting of a local ham radio club. They typically meet once a month, usually at a restaurant. Of course, with restaurants closed nationwide, that's not going to happen. They may meet in a park. They may meet at somebody's home. Call first. The information about the ham radio club meetings is probably outdated with what's going on. So you may need to call. Typically, there's going to be an email address or a telephone number or both associated with the ham radio club. Call up and find out if they're still having meetings. They may not be having meetings. They may be meeting on radio. They have what they call check-ins, where typically it would be on a weeknight around the dinner hour. The men and women in the ham radio club will conduct a check-in where everybody checks in with the person in charge, and you know, everybody finds out if they have a good, clear signal, and they go on to the next person. Of course, if you're not a ham radio operator, all you can do is listen. You can't do a check-in yourself, but you can listen if you've got the right equipment and you know how to use it. It's going to vary from place to place. I would suspect that New York, New Jersey, California, Washington State, they're probably not having meetings anymore where everybody physically gets together in the same room. Other states, it's going to be a mixed bag whether they get together at all. We are suspending the John Moore Radio Show meetups for the time being, for the foreseeable future. They will be suspended. Hopefully by June or July or August, I don't know when, I can't say when, my radio show meetings will once again begin at the restaurant there in Benton Square in Rolla, Missouri. My friend Dan Sutterfield, good morning, Dan, if you're listening, he's checking this morning to verify that the restaurant at Benton Square is a very nice Italian restaurant, that it is in fact closed. We suspect that it is. But even if it's not, we're suspending those meetings for the time being. It's just a smart thing to do. The governor has advocated that no groups of 10 or more people get together. So we're going to respect that. And it makes sense to do so. It really does. We're not going to stop the spread of this virus. That's not going to happen. What we're doing is slowing the spread of the virus. It doesn't mean there'll be fewer deaths. doesn't mean fewer people will be sick. It means the people that do get sick and the people that die will be spread out over months instead of everybody getting sick and possibly dying at the same time, overwhelming our healthcare system. If we spread out the number of people getting sick, we can save a lot of lives because there'll be more people with access to the great life-saving equipment and skills that our healthcare professionals have. Where if everybody hits them at the same time, there'll be triage, and we'll have tents on the parking lot of hospitals and resorting to very primitive methods of caring for people because of the overwhelming of the system. So I agree with that. That needs to be done. We need to have social distancing. We need to have limits on people getting together to slow down the spread of the virus. If you're at risk, you need to pay heed. You need to just basically self-quarantine yourself. And I've talked about this numerous times. Most of my listeners are pretty bright men and women. They know if they're at risk. I was laughing this morning. I saw something on TV where they said that the COPD can lead to other health issues. No, that's not what it was. It was smoking can lead to COPD. And I laughed at that. Is there anybody with a IQ above room temperature that doesn't know that already, that smoking can lead to COPD? Well, maybe there are some people. But if you're at risk because of underlying health issues, you really need to self-quarantine and make sure that you don't come in contact with hardly anybody. And if you do, that there's protective measures between you and that person so you don't get this virus. It will just flat kill you. It will. I should mention the call number is 800-313-9443. Nobody needed this. I didn't need it. You didn't need it. What positive things will come out of this? Well, families will come closer together. And I got a sneaking suspicion that 9 months in the future, we're going to see a lot of babies being born. That's a positive thing. More families having more babies. We need more babies. We need more American babies born to American citizens. Healthy American babies born to legal American citizens. We really do need that. That brings to mind the film that, if you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It's a one-word title, Idiocracy. Idiocracy. Well-done movie. It's got two main plot lines. The main plot line has to do with a man of average IQ, a U.S. soldier with a 100 IQ, and a female soldier, they don't know each other, of equal IQ, about 100 or so. They both volunteer for an Army experiment in suspended animation that's supposed to last for, I believe, 30 days. Well, the experiment goes wrong, and they wake up 200 years later. That's the main plot. The subplot is what appears to be outtakes, man in the street interviews, where two different couples are being interviewed. One is a Caucasian couple. They're interviewed when they're about to graduate from college, man and a woman. And the other is another Caucasian couple, man and woman, who are have low IQ in the 70s, maybe 80s, and they're living on welfare. Both premises, both plots, deal with the consequences of generational welfare, of high IQ, high productive, high well-educated people deciding not to have any babies at all, or maybe one, and low IQ, low productive people having lots of babies because there's a financial incentive to do so. So it's a movie that really does warrant your watching. There's many funny scenes in it, and many scenes that will in sadness, because there's a certain amount of reality to this film. And I've seen that, I'm sure most of you have seen that, where the high IQ, well-educated, productive Americans either don't have any children at all, or maybe have one. And that's not a matter of debate. That's what's going on. And the low IQ, low productive citizens who are drawing welfare have lots and lots of babies, largely due to their financial incentives to do so. It's very sad commentary on the world we've created for ourselves, but we've done it to ourselves. And if that continues for a couple of centuries, there's going to be very adverse consequences, very adverse. Let's get back to preparedness. You need a safe haven. Now, under current circumstances, your comfortable urban, suburban home is great. It's a great place to be. It's home. It's comfortable. It's secure. You know everything. You've got everything you need. And hopefully that will continue. Possibly exists that that won't, but at the moment it's just a possibility. There's nothing definite about these densely populated urban areas becoming dangerous hellholes. It's only a possibility right now. Now, if you're concerned that that possibility might become reality, if that's your concern, you need a safe haven to evacuate to, don't you? What's a safe haven going to look like? Well, for this kind of crisis, I wouldn't worry too much about having a hobby farm. That's what I advocate for long-term preparedness, as a hobby farm. But for a short-term crisis like this, as long as the supermarket's got food, that's really not an issue. Once they don't have food, if that would happen, it becomes an issue very, very quickly. One of my concerns right now is criminals and criminal activity. The mindset of criminals is different than normal people. I've dealt with criminals professionally since 1973, and very few of you will ever sit down face-to-face with a murderer. I have many times. Sit down face-to-face and have a conversation with a burglar, a robber, a rapist, a violent man who has committed many violent crimes in his lifetime. I have. Hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Their brains don't work like our brains work. They simply don't. Something I hear all the time, and you've probably heard it too, about a man or a woman being robbed, beaten, possibly murdered, and a small dollar amount of money was taken from this person, $8 or $10 or $20, not that it matters. And people anguish, and they say, why would somebody murder somebody over $10? Well, you don't understand criminals. First of all, they probably don't know the dollar amount the person has. That's unknown to them. They hope and they believe that the person that they're about to attack has money. They hope a lot of money. That's what they hope. They don't know what they're going to get until the crime is complete and they have that person's wallet and their money in their possession as opposed to the victim's possession. And if murder happens, murder happens. They're prepared to take a life to accomplish their goal of getting cash. It's a very strange, very bizarre mindset, and the criminal typically won't know in advance what the proceeds are going to be from committing a crime. They're looking for cash, they're looking for jewelry, they're looking for credit cards. Credit cards can be used possibly for a better part of a day before they're shut down. Debit cards, same thing. So that's what they're looking for. And they're prepared to, very frequently, prepared to take a life to accomplish that goal. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, Republic Broadcasting on Tuesday, the 24th of March. The conference in Indianapolis, May 1st and May 2nd, is now going to be a webinar. You still get tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll be doing a TV broadcast from my home studio. And, of course, Pastor Paul Begley is the sponsor of this event. We have several callers on hold. First, we go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you were talking about prepping before, and I've recently picked up some canned goods for this debacle and stuff in case I were to become quarantined in my home, which I thank God thus far I have not been in. I'm still able to work, that sort of thing. But in going through my existing stores, I thought it advisable to get rid of the cans that were marked best if used by 2013 or best if used by 2008.
Right, right.
I really hadn't groomed my stock and gone through and maintained proper rotation of stock, and actually was flabbergasted to see that I had stuff that old.
It's difficult to do. It really is difficult to do that, I know. And there's websites that can really explain what those expiration dates mean. And frequently there's a lot of flexibility on that. one of the main products you need to be concerned with canned products is anything with tomatoes in it. That tomato is so acid, it'll eat right through the steel after a period of time.
Yeah, it's only one or two of the cans, you know, showed any signs of that. But I got rid of it nonetheless because it was actually years after the date. And if I lived in a country where I knew that there were scavengers coming through the garbage dumps, I would have opened them up and, you know, gotten rid of the contents just so no homeless person accidentally got ptomaine or botulism or something like
right,
that.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, the thing with canned food, the two things you look for is if the can has expanded any, that's a sign that something's a chemical reaction going inside there, or if there's rust. Those are the two things you look for first.
And it, back in the day, when we used to say tin cans, when cans actually had tin on them, as zinc, you know, tin on them, and like a lamination, you know, if it was dented, this would crack the coatings, you know, of the metals, and lead to that much stuff. Nowadays, our cans are steel, completely steel, and sometimes have other plastic or lining, but it's much less likely to happen.
Right.
But that's one thing I found myself, you know, concerned about. The God willing, this isn't going to end up in being as long as feared. I'm hoping that in a matter of weeks we may see a significant turnaround here. You know.
Well, we're all hoping and praying for that, and the harm to our economy is difficult to calculate. It's going to be disastrous.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially small businesses. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. You mentioned idiocracy. You mentioned Idiocracy before. I always chuckle when I picture them going into Costco, and it's absolutely cavernous building with, you know, that goes on forever. And the one going back says, I went to law school here. And he said, what?
Right.
He says, yeah, can you believe it? My dad knew some guys on the board.
Right.
Going to law school at Costco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, but that was a funny
anyway.
Line. Right.
But anyway, that's why I just thought the whole prepping thing. I'm the one at work who's always emphasizing maintaining rotation of, you know, stock supplies, you know, and, you know, here I have not kept an eye on my own.
We get busy, we have busy lives, and that rotation thing is very difficult to keep up with. It has become a habit, really.
Yeah, absolutely. But thus far, things are, you know, seem to be peaceful. Another thing, you talk about the financial damage. Also, they want to keep that the supply chains uninterrupted so that we don't have riots in the cities and stuff like that, too, you know? And And also, you were talking about flattening the curve before with the, you know, social distancing. And actually, by decreasing the spikes, actually, you're saying the same number of people will get sick. It should affect the number of deaths, too, because as they manage to get more testing done, as they get more ventilators out there and, you know, get more equipment in place, tamping down the spikes could actually save lives.
Right, because more people have access to the highest level of care. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, John, thank you.
Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Next, we go to Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Hello, yes. Good morning, John and folks. Hello?
You're on here. Go ahead.
Okay. Firstly, what I spoke about yesterday, I just want to clarify something. It seemed that Sam might have misunderstood me. And I was talking about deaths due to COVID-19. These are deaths that are verified due to COVID-19 or deaths per day due to COVID-19. Either of those could be underestimated by a lack of testing, where you don't count people who
hold on,
are
to
not
the break
tested
here, Dave.
For COVID-19.
Hold on to the break.
Yes.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here at Republic Broadcasting on Tuesday, the 24th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you're new to my show, and I got a lot of new listeners, being with Doug Hagman every Monday has brought in a lot of folks to my website, to my show here at Republic Broadcasting. If you're new to my website, you're going to find there's a lot there. You can spend many hours at my website. Learning, educating yourself, entertaining yourself, making yourself angry. You might want to check out Dr. Hardy Limebeck, his article he wrote there, his letter. Dr. Limebeck was formerly the president of the Canadian Dental Research Association. Pretty serious credentials for a dentist. His letter apologizes to all his countrymen in Canada for previously advocating that sodium fluoride be consumed by human beings to help their teeth. He apologizes to his entire, how humiliating, having to apologize to everybody in your country. But he did that. And there's lots of documentation there, peer-reviewed medical articles that support everything the man says. Also on our website, of course, are energy cleaners. That's my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. The energy cleaner, the mattress pad, I take it to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, where it gets shipped out priority mail with signature confirmation, although I understand the Postal Service is now no longer requiring signatures because of the pandemic we've got to deal with. But the energy cleaner will help you get a great night's sleep and wake up pain-free like I do every morning. That's a lot for $285. It's a lot. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. I've got full size, queen, king, California king, and a travel size. Everything's right there at my website. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. And, of course, a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We got held over from the previous segment. Dave in New York. Let's continue, Dave.
Yes, yes. Well, it's interesting. If we look at... Before we look at any numbers, it's very important for us to have in our mind that there are deaths and infections that are confirmed or verified by testing. Now, what is the validity of these numbers? The COVID-19 deaths, if the person was tested for COVID and they died, or subsequently the test came out that they had it, then you would report them as a COVID-19 death. But many people might die that they never measured whether they had COVID-19 or not. So COVID-19 deaths by verified by testing could underreport the actual number of COVID-19 deaths. But dead people, you can't hide. So the total number of dead people building up in a country where there's very little testing would be suspect for COVID-19
right,
deaths.
Right.
The second measurement is COVID-19 infections verified by testing. Now, that could greatly underreport the number of COVID infections in a nation, like in the United States, when we didn't test for COVID-19 at all, hardly. 475 tests, I remember that, after maybe, you know, weeks. So if you're dividing the number of COVID-19 verified deaths by COVID-19 verified infections, you come up with a number which we shouldn't even look at or consider. It's kind of meaningless, in my estimation. So, regarding the numbers, John, do you have any idea what barrier we're about to break in the number of verified coronavirus cases worldwide?
Not really.
Not a look this morning.
I noticed on the television this morning that they were reporting those numbers in bright, very large, bright red letters.
That's scary, hey? Well, according to Worldometer, which is what I use, and sometimes it's slightly inaccurate, there's 396,000 cases right now. We're ready to break 400,000 cases. By the end of the week, it would most likely, break a half a million. I want to review, if you click on the chart, click on Italy on the Worldometer, you can click and open the data from Italy because there's a link under Italy. And if you do that and you look at the graphs, look at the daily number of new cases and the active cases. Now, the active cases is a graph, and the graph is going upward continually, and it looks by eye to maybe be tailing a little bit. When you look at the bar chart that shows daily new cases, you see the daily new cases peaked on March 21st, and it's gone down the next 2 days. Has it really peaked? Well, we'll see what it continues to do. I mean, sometimes that's a measurement issue. Sometimes it's other issues. But that is about 5 weeks into their infection. From the day they had three known infections that the chart started till today, till the peak, it was about 5 weeks. So is it going to take another 5 weeks to flush that epidemic out and get the active numbers down to a much more reasonable level? I would suspect that's the case. What we're seeing in the financial markets is the Dow Jones is rallying. It, last I looked, had just broke above 20,000. So it was up about close to 8%, 7.5%.
Right.
In that regard, maybe it's because Trump said that we were going to use chloroquine and another drug in trials in New York City with serious patients.
Right.
Yep. Any comments, John, on those?
Well, here's what's not being talked about. There's literally several million Americans right now, on the 24th day of March, millions of Americans who are carrying and spreading influenza A and influenza B. There will be 300 to 500% more Americans die today of influenza A and influenza B than will die of the corona, of the COVID-19. It's not even being talked about. We have a similar virus killing, infecting at least 10 times more people, if not 20 times more people, and killing at least 300 to 500% more people every day of the week. That's not even talked about. It's like it doesn't exist.
Well, the potential for this one and the growth of it is the real danger. And the real question is, how many people would die? And I think if you look at what's happening in Italy, I mean, they're getting slugs of 450, 650 people a day dying there. And in the U.S. in this current season, we had 1,000 a week dying, which is a little above, well, during the season. Okay, that season started September 29th.
Right.
Our COVID-19 season didn't start until, what, February, I would say, of this year. So
that's about right.
It hasn't had time to spread. We only have 143 people dying a day. So,
well, here's
you know, and Spain, the bodies are building up greatly, too, and causing huge problems in the hospitals. Yeah.
If the concern is spreading a virus and social distancing to keep people from dying, how come it's not done with the regular influenza A, influenza B? We don't shut down businesses to stop people from catching something that kills more people routinely. We haven't done that.
Well, I think it's very rational because hospitals are never saturated due to the flu. I mean, they're really not oversaturated. They might be basically full, or, you know, but they're not. With this one, it's oversaturating the medical facilities. When you add this to the current burden of influenza and other problems that happen, like heart attacks, right? So, that is a rationale, I would say.
Well, about 5 or 10% of the people who have flu-like symptoms, which qualifies them to be tested, actually have COVID-19. Otherwise, they have something else. It could be influenza A, influenza B, or just maybe a common cold that gives them an elevated temperature. Well, these are interesting things. And Dave, you're doing some great work for us there. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. There's a couple other things. There's an article about the dangers of using ibuprofen and some other drugs. Mike Adams had, because it increases the number of ACE2 receptors on the cell that this virus binds to, apparently. Four-year-old girl took it, her fever spiked, and she was hospitalized.
Right.
So
that's good information, too. Yeah. Well, Mike's doing some great work, too, isn't he, sir?
Mike Adams.
Yeah,
and sometimes it seems to some people to be a bit extreme, but...
Well, sometimes the truth is extreme.
It could be extreme. Now, two interesting articles came out. There's an article on globalresearch.ca about ID 2020 related to Bill Gates, related to possibly being injected in a vaccine into people. And there's another article, new coronavirus stimulus bill in Congress creates U.S. digital dollar. Huh. Wow. There we go.
Well, we already use forms of digital money every day of the week. This would just be another version of that. There's going to be too much resistance to eliminating cash. That's not going to happen. It's way too easy to sanitize money, first of all, if that's a concern.
All right. Well, that's a good observation. There were some good talks this week. Rob Revolt's talks on Sunday night gives a very good analysis of a variety of things. He's very... informative. And Mark Anderson's show yesterday, they had a good review of everything that was going on and in China, Wuhan, etc., and also a different way to view these infections. Basically, he's describing how bodies, I think, are compromised in the first place by whatever kind of health choices you've made in eating junk food, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
Right, and Cuomo is now saying that confinement will last several months.
Yeah, well, that's good luck on that. You want to destroy the economy in this country, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah. So, thanks,
okay.
John.
Thank you for the call, Dave. Call number is 800-313-9443. Our next caller is Jerry in Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you for accepting this call, John. With your permission, I will limit myself to two items, if that's okay with you.
Please, please do.
Okay, at the beginning of your show, you were talking about how men do certain things very well, and women do certain things very well. Medical testing has proven unequivocally the man has a wider peripheral vision than a woman. There's no dispute about that.
Okay.
And so there are differences between men and women.
Hopefully.
When I was very young, when I was very young, I was told the stories of my maternal grandmother with respects to her efforts of women's suffrage.
Right.
And quite frankly, I was very impressed. I bragged to everybody. My grandma did this.
Right, right.
When I was 13, my dad sat me down, and he said, I want to talk about your position on women's suffrage. I said, yes,
right.
Sir. He said, do you know a family where the husband is Republican or Democrat and the wife is the opposite, Republican or Democrat? I said, yes. He said, so if the man votes Republican, the wife votes Democrat, they've canceled each other's vote out, haven't they?
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's common.
So it's not true if they, you don't believe that a husband and a wife could be both Republican, one.
Well, I've personally seen at my local level, for example, a woman I know, she was running for office in my county, and her own family members didn't take the time to vote for her. She lost by 6 votes. And there are documented and examples of a person losing by 1 vote, but let's say in my county, this woman lost by 6 votes. So if 6 husbands had voted for the candidate and 6 women did not, voted for somebody else, those 6 votes would have pushed her over the top. So 1 vote can make a difference. And
right.
That's a common thought. That's a common thought that one cancels out the other.
I'm not disputing that one... make a difference. I'm saying in a household, if a man votes Republican and the wife votes Democrat, they have canceled out their votes because
right.
One went for A, one went for B.
Right, right. Well, let's move on from there. What's your next point, sir?
Well, I just wanted to summarize this one. Genesis 2:18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. Women are supposed to help men. Second item, you were talking about criminals and IQ. And in the 70s, early 70s, if somebody had an IQ below 95, they could be instituted. However, in the late 60s through the 70s, they let all the crazies on the street. Along those lines, in the book, a man had a bull that was unknown to push, that meant do damage to a human or something.
Right.
Then that bull was killed. Now, if a man knew that his bull was wont to push, and it pushed a human, the bull was killed, and so was the owner. You get rid of the criminals. I suggest if we return to the Father's laws, statutes, and ordinances, we will all learn how arrogant we have acted all of our lives. We must return to what he says, not what I say, not what you say, not what any man on this planet says, what the Father says. And I hope that people will consider that. Get rid of our arrogance. We don't know squat. And
well,
what would be your comment on that, please?
Well, Jerry, something I learned, I became a criminal defense investigator at age 25. Within the first 12 months, less than 12 months, I learned very quickly about the generational nature of criminals, that most of the criminals that I defended had a parent, probably, usually a father, that was also a criminal. I got to the point very quickly where if I'm driving down a road, I could identify the criminal's home before I got there, because of certain aspects that that home would have. Dead cars in the front yard, beer cans in the front yard, and of course that doesn't apply to all criminals all the time, but I did learn very quickly there was a large aspect of generational behavior that it goes into this. You want to hold on through the break here, Jerry?
Sure, thank you.
Okay, hold on, we got a break, we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 24th of March. J.R., I got some follow-up on my earlier comment. I've read, and I don't know if it's true, but I believe it probably is, that following World War II, Willy Brandt, I believe he was the mayor of Berlin, approached General Marshall. They were wanting to put together this new German Republic, and he said to General Marshall, please, when we're setting up this new republic for Germany, please don't give the women the vote. That's how Hitler got elected. It was the females that got Hitler elected, and of course women did get the vote in Germany. But You know, I know it's very politically incorrect to make statements like that and to say publicly that a true statement that most women most of the time vote based on emotion and most men most of the time vote based on logic. And I think that's, for the most part, a pretty true statement. Jerry, what do you think?
I agree with you 100%, except I'd like to add one connotation to this, please.
Yes,
you
yes,
can
sir.
Read it over and over in the Bible. You shall not add nor subtract from the law. We're not allowed to vote under his laws. His laws are what they are, and you follow them exactly. And when we start, and there's a limited number of people who will understand that and give their servitude, their loyalty, their fidelity only to the Father, his only begotten Son, the I am
right.
that I am.
Right.
And that's where people have to switch. That's exactly what we're going through right now, to understand everything that Mammon, which is man's government, is corrupt. And you can spend weeks, days, and years discussing all the problems, and you're never going to get them solved until you return to his laws. They sound harsh, but they get rid of the genetic, generational problems you're talking about. You don't have the bad genetics under his laws. It's pretty harsh. People don't like it. But, Don, I'm not here to beat you up. I'm just here to say, you know, I really like your shows. You hit up on some very good subjects. And I thank you for your time that you do. I realize it's difficult to do 2 hours every, you know, 5 days a week. It's difficult to do that. But
it's
I thank you. I'm not
important.
Trying to beat you up.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and we appreciate your comments also, sir. We don't be a stranger. You can call anytime you want. Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Just about out of time here, coming up on the top of the hour. Nobody needs this in their lives. This will bring some families together closer than ever. That's a good thing. If there's anything good that comes out of that, that's one good thing. And as I said earlier, I believe there's going to be a huge influx, huge number of babies being born about 9 months from now. That's pretty much a given also, and that's a good thing. We need legal Americans having babies. That's a good thing, and that would be another good outcome. The economic part, well, hopefully the government will put things in place that will help our economy, our businesses, our people recover. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.